For this first period, give attention to just letting your body get here and know it's here. Actually, the body is already here, isn't it? It's us lining up with knowing our body's here. That's the issue. So stand at the beginning of your walking path, not right now, but I'll just demonstrate. Let the knees be soft. And it's unbearably simple, walking meditation. But as unbearably simple as it is not easy. Right? The walking part might be easy if you've got good legs. Right? So you take a step, and it's immediate, isn't it? You feel it. It's hard, it's soft, it's wobbly, it's warm, it's cold, it's unpleasant or pleasant. You take it and it's known. There's a moment of just registering, ah, yeah. Right? Often we're walking and we're up here, right? We're on this trajectory. We're bringing it down in the first walking period. So just come to standing for a sec. And find a path in one of the rooms or that's however wide the room is. Would that be the best way to do it, please? The width of the rooms?
Yeah.
And stand at the beginning of your path. Let the knees be soft right now. Right. One of the journeys we are making is the journey of descent in our journey of freedom and transcendence. We have to get down here, right? So feel the feet on the ground, let the knees be soft. Notice right now your mind if you're ambivalent to coming down. Many of us are. Many of us are pulled away from the earth, sometimes for very good reason, right? So it can be a gentle, patient, slow process for some of us to get down to earth. Just feel the weight. And can you notice right now that it is simply known by you? It's like, yeah, it's known. That contact is known. Like when I do this. You don't have to try and be mindful. You just, it's like, you know it. It's immediate. Can you feel the immediacy of your body? This is the animal part. It's very immediate. Animals are very immediate, aren't they, in their bodies? They're let the weight come into one foot, take a step forward, and let your weight land in that foot, and follow it like the breath, like the out-breath. Follow as you give your weight back to the earth. Are you willing? Are you willing to relinquish control that the mind thinks it has? God bless it. Right? Relinquish the control we believe we have, and let your weight be given back to the ground. This is what we can practice step by step. Mind gets busy, you think about lunch, stop. Right? Stop. Oh, right, I've gotten all caught up. And then begin again. So take one more step, the other foot, place it, and give your weight back. Drop right in. See what it's like to do that. Anybody notice? What is it like to give your weight back? Right now. You can respond.
Spacious.
Yeah. It can bring more space. That's its gift, actually. Suddenly we're a much bigger vehicle for managing this process. Okay? Space? Anything else? Anyone want to start down? Anything else? Do it again. Let one more step come. Let the weight drop right in. Anybody else? What do you notice?
Very comforting.
Comforting. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the potential. That's part of the potential. We have something to lean on here. You may notice layers of the mind, ambivalence, like, I don't want to come down, or, you know, agitation, busyness. But really let yourself take that animal step and know it. The mindfulness will follow right beside it. Okay, let's walk, and the bell will ring. We're not going by this clock, because it's slightly slow. A few minutes slow, 4 minutes slow. we're going by my clock, which might remain a mystery to you. But a bell will ring for you in about 20 minutes' time, so you don't have to keep track of the time yourself, right? So pip, isn't it? Will ring around, and that will mean go to the loo and come right back. Okay, let's walk then. Anybody who's new wants to take 5 minutes to look at posture. I'll meet you about practice later, but if you want to look at posture, we can do that now.